Hello and welcome to the Bladed Tech Show. My name is Austin Belzer and I am your host. This is the Bladed Tech Show, episode numero uno. Sorry for the sloppy startup, but anyways, what I'm going to be doing here today is talking about what I've been playing slash watching or anything in between. So, let's just kick it right off, shall we? These are the games I've played recently, and also games I've are going to start playing. So keep that in mind. I just started playing Tomb Raider last night, and I like it. I guess it's just not for. Actually, let me preface it by saying this. I actually got the game for free. It was part of a podcast sweepstakes by the great man Timothy Welch. So thank you, Timothy, for that code for Xbox 360. I really appreciate it. But anyways, now let's get back into my thoughts for the game. I liked it. However, I don't like cold openings. So I kept going through the game thinking, I keep going through the game thinking, oh no, this is just like it's not gonna throw me into the game this early, and it does. It throws you into the game super early. It gives you one, like maybe 5 minute cutscene, and then you're in, and I'm like, okay, I'm playing it. That's weird. Because it barely gave you any backstory on who Lara is, but maybe that's just the charm of the game. That might just be what the game was designed for. So, you know, there are always sunshine and rainbows and lollipops. Ooh yeah. So I am a big fan of how it plays though compared to what I've seen of other Tomb Raiders. Now, I have not played any Tomb Raider besides this one. So this is actually my first Tomb Raider experience that I've actually played. I've watched a whole bunch of Tomb Raider. I actually have a copy of Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light somewhere in my Xbox digital library. So that's somewhere. I don't know exactly where. I'm probably gonna have to re-download it. I also downloaded Remember Me last night. I haven't got a chance to play it. That was just on a whim. Hopefully the deals with gold today, deals of the week say something to the tune of, hey, you made a smart decision by buying that game. But I'm fearing it won't. So that might be a thing. But you know, you live and you learn. It was like $10, so I was like, maybe. So I really hope it's a great game, like everyone said it is. I think it might be one of my favorite games. But I can't speak to that yet because I haven't played the game at all. I also just finished Last of Us. I actually have Beyond Two Souls coming from GameFly. Wow. I'll talk about that later in the podcast. But The Last of Us, I'm just gonna. So to all the people playing on PS4, I really don't like your sensibilities as a gamer. This is just a personal opinion, mind you, but I do not like the fact that you are willing to pay $60, presumably, for a game you have already played. This is presuming. However, if you haven't played it, I totally understand. If you want to, like, if you've been playing on 360 and you're like, oh, I've never got to play this on PS3, I get that. But I've seen people who've who are playing The Last of Us, who have already played The Last of Us. To me, The Last of Us... need to back up here. I am the person who does not care about graphics. I do not care. I could play Minecraft, or I can play a game like Tomb Raider. I can play a game with just scrolling text, or I can play the most highly fidelity game that's on the market. The best looking game of the current gen. I can play that game, but I also have appreciation for the text-based games, or the lower quality graphics games, because when it comes down to it at the end of the day, games aren't about graphics at all. Games are about the story. And it may seem offensive to some people, but I think if you're replaying a game again, if you buy a new game to replay an old game, that kind of ruins the point. Because it's not the same. It's not the same as when you first experienced it. I know, unpopular opinion, but I really think The Last of Us should just kind of be a game you play on all the difficulties and then you're done. You play the Left Behind DLC and you're done. I think that's all it should be. Just like Journey, just leave it. Just leave it. Is my philosophy. But I guess some people just want to go back and play it that bad. So I guess kudos to you for wanting to play a game that came out a year ago. But that's just my personal opinion. And speaking of shooters, I know I wasn't speaking of shooters. I'm becoming Destin Legere here. From IGN. I also have been playing Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. I haven't gotten very far in it. I actually just got a garrison, as they call them in the game. And I like the game, but I wish it wasn't so much of Far Cry in it. Now my cat's staring at me like I'm insane. Oh. Ticks, I'm guessing. I'll take care of that after the podcast. I know I neglect my pets. No, I'm just kidding. Please don't anybody ever say that. No, I am not that guy. And this show just got really dark. But yeah, I think Blood Dragon, it could be its own game one day. If they ever make a sequel, I hope they don't make it a Far Cry Blood Dragon sequel. I hope it's just a, called Blood Dragon 2 or Blood Dragon Reborn. Ooh, I like the sound of that. Even though it's probably the cheesiest name ever. But the reason why is because I've played a lot of Far Cry 3, and I'm kind of burnt out on Far Cry 3. So I hope when Far Cry 4 comes out, I'm not like, oh dear lord, why? I hope I'm not like that, but if I'm like that, I'll probably just wait a few more months, maybe even until Christmas, because... that is gonna make the moves, anyways, moving on. Or maybe it's just because, I've been playing, like, Deus Ex, Darksiders, Risen 2, like, very heavy, like, shooter-type games. Or RPG types, in the case of Darksiders and Risen 2. I've just been playing that genre lately. Playing that to death. Beating that dead horse. Man, this show's gotten really dark. But besides Far Cry, I've been playing The Walking Dead Season 2. I actually marathoned that game about a week ago from today. And I was like, alright, I'm going to get ready for... Actually, the reason why I started playing marathoning episodes 2 through 4, because I had already played episode 1 of season 2, was because I saw one of Jacksepticeye's videos, name dropping, playing the episode Amid the Ruins, and I was like, dude, that looks dope. I want to see what leads up to that. And I have, and it's pretty good. Regretfully, this is a game I have not touched afterwards. Well, not afterwards. This is a game I chose to pass on while I was playing Wolf Among Us. And now that that's over, I have an in-betweener. And when I mean in-betweener, I mean in between games, like, well, I guess Far Cry 3 is a kind of, I guess most of these games are in-betweeners, like Tomb Raider is kind of a primer for me for Rise of the Tomb Raider that's coming out, that also is exclusive to Xbox One, well, not also exclusive, but is now exclusive to the Xbox One. The Last of Us was a primer for just personal reasons. Like, I was just like, I really need to play this game. Far Cry 3 was, Blood Dragon was a primer for Far Cry 4, I guess, in a way. And The Walking Dead Season 2, for me, is a little in-betweener between this and Borderlands. Well, actually, between this and their other franchises, like Borderlands, well, specifically, if I'm going to name them all out, Tales from the Borderlands, possibly a special episode of Walking Dead Season 2 and Wolf Among Us, and then Game of Thrones, because I do not believe Game of Thrones is going to be ready anytime soon. I think that's much more of a... Hey, when we get Walking Dead Season 2 finished, then we start Borderlands. And then when we finish Borderlands, we start Game of Thrones, and then wash, rinse, repeat. So I think they're going to move much more towards one season at a time. Because building a game like Tales from the Borderlands and Game of Thrones, ooh man. That game's gonna be huge if it does half of what the show and what the show and the book do. So yeah, I've just passed on. I passed on it and now I'm playing it because I feel bad. And well, it's not like a I feel bad. I didn't play this. I should go play it. It's more like a hey, I really like The Walking Dead. I just got 400 days from a friend, so I thought, why not play season 2, because apparently 400 days ties into season 2, and spoilers, yes it does. I've also been playing Deus Ex Human Revolution, not a lot, recently, because I've come to a point where I'm essentially stuck, in Hingshaw again, for the second time. Meaning I have gone to Hingshaw a second time. And yes, you do go there twice. I'm actually craving a bit more variety in that sense. Because Deus Ex Human Revolution is a great game. But I just don't see how it could be heralded as Game of the Year. But then again, I'm holding it to 2014 standards. So I guess back in 2011 that was acceptable. But it is a really good game. It's I can put it in one of my favorites. So that's pretty cool to be able to say that. Along with Hotline Miami and all of those things, which I actually need to play. So that's gonna be, awkward. I've also played the beginning level of Darksiders, as well as Risen 2. On the Darksiders side, I actually like that. I thought it was going to be much more Zelda-centric, and it's not. So, that's... I never thought I'd say this, but, when games say they're Zelda-centric, that just pushes me away. I don't know why, but that pushes me away, because I'm like, nope, I want nothing to do with this game, because it just called itself Zelda-centric. Because maybe it's due to the emotional frustration I find with Zelda. In fact, I haven't finished Skyward Sword. The last game I finished for a Zelda game was Twilight Princess, and I didn't even finish that on my own. I finished Wind Waker on my own, because that was basically a kid's game. But I did not finish Twilight Princess or Skyward Sword on my own, even now, because of the ridiculous difficulty that comes with it, and the actual lateral thinking that I have to have. And it's just kind of stupid for Zelda to have that. Risen 2 Dark Waters is not a good game by any means. Because it's got that C-list kind of game to it. It's like, oh, we made Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, but it's not as good. It is not as good. So I picked it up because I was like, oh, cool. It's a pirate game. Nope. It could be the furthest thing from. Because I played one level of it, and it is not a pirate game. Or at least it tries to call itself a pirate game, and it's not. Because you wake up, and you got an eye patch and all that. It's a stereotypical pirates game, and I don't like that. I'm also planning on playing League of Legends. Let me open that. I've just been I've also been just doing that. So while that installs, let's talk about Marvel Heroes 2015. I actually do have that installed. I just haven't gotten around to playing it yet. I do think that I will get around to playing it today. I have no idea what it's about. I've just seen a lot of stuff on it. Same thing with League of Legends and Star Wars. The Old Republic. I have not played a second of them, but I think they're really good MOBAs. And now I need to play Smite. The only MOBA in this category is League of Legends, to my concern. Not to my concern, but basically, that's the only one that's a MOBA. Star Wars, the Old Republic is an MMO. I have no idea what Marvel Heroes is. I just downloaded it on a whim. Like I said, I'm going to be getting Beyond Two Souls sometime this week, but I don't know exactly, so that's going to be fun. Hopefully, and that's on PS3, that's the one with Ellen Page, William Dafoe, all those people, all those fantastic people. So coming off a game like The Last of Us, I'm going to have another story-based game, which is kind of my goal for last-gen games. Unless it's like something like Borderlands pre-sequel, which I might consider taking off my list. I don't know. But yeah, that about does it for our show here today. And yes, I've tried to keep it short. So I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast, rating it, and also commenting on why you like it or why you don't like it. So that has been the Bladed Tech Show, episode numero uno, and I am signing off. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.